remembering America's servicemen and women. Yesterday was Veterans Day in the U.S., an occasion to honor anyone who's ever served in the American military. President Obama took part in a traditional wreath laying at the Tomb of the Unknowns. It's a landmark at Arlington National Cemetery and the resting place for U.S. troops whose remains were never identified. The president also discussed improvements at the Veterans Administration. The government organization gives medical care and federal benefits to people who've served in the military. But a scandal at the VA revealed last year found veterans waiting, sometimes indefinitely, to see a doctor when they needed one. Dozens died waiting for treatment. The president said since then, the VA's budget, benefits, and care have improved and would keep improving. Their jobs picture is improving too. The current unemployment rate for U.S. veterans is 3.9%. That's lower than the overall unemployment rate of 5%. It's partly because some companies have committed to hiring veterans.
Even under the best circumstances, servicemen and women returning from war face huge challenges transitioning to civilian life. But as J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon knows well, vets returning from Iraq and Afghanistan were walking into an economy in shambles.
They bore an unbelievable price, the rest of us, and you know something like 200,000 are coming out of the system every year, and for a while they had very high unemployment rates.
In 2011, joblessness among the youngest vets was 15% higher than civilians in the same age group. That's when the private sector and the nation's biggest bank formed Veteran Jobs Mission. Navy veteran Jay Sambita joined J.P. Morgan as a private banker in 2009, and he helped the company's HR team recruit and mentor troops walking off the battlefield and into corporate America.
The military does a great job of training their people. That's the purpose, to defend the country. But it is difficult to know really what your options are when you leave the military.
What's not in the manual that you would urge hiring managers to do when they interact with veterans, especially early on?
Early on is have patience. Realize again the type of stresses that these veterans have had when they were in service. And look beyond that and look at the underlying skills that they bring, the real intangible.
The veterans are among the great citizens of America, and as you know, since 9/11, they've been bearing a tremendous burden for the rest of us. And so we want to do our share to bring them back in society and give them jobs. And so this mission has just been a wonderful thing for the company and for the veterans.
A mystery is rising over the Great Pyramid of Giza. The architectural phenomenon dating back about 4,500 years is the only one of the seven wonders of the ancient world that's still standing. An international group of researchers is using lasers and drones to scan and see inside the Egyptian pyramid. They recently announced that they found several thermal anomalies, areas that have temperatures unlike the rest of the pyramid. Could be cracks or holes inside the structure, could be secret passageways or undiscovered tombs. The research project lasts until the end of next year. Scientists are hoping it'll help them better understand the structure of the pyramids and how they were built.